When we think of athletes, there's so much giftedness. I think so often that parents that have these grand ideas concerning their children, that they will be a professional athlete and they put all their stock in that, are deceiving themselves, because the amount of talent that is involved in somebody making professional money, making a professional team, is off the charts. They are, the percentage is so low. And different sports work out different ways. Sometimes football, there can work out different opportunities. Football doesn't get paid as much as basketball, but there's less players on a basketball team. And as a result, there's less spots that are available unless somebody wants to go to Europe or another continent. But baseball is packed with loads of prospects, loads of people trying out for position after position after position. And your job is always on the line. If you don't come through, there's always somebody waiting in the wings to step into that role. And I look at a young man, Bryce Aaron Max Harper. Bryce Harper, born October 16th, 1992. He plays for the Washington Nationals. He is 6'3" tall. He weighs 215 pounds. He's won award after award after award, and he has every reason to be proud. He became the youngest player ever to be selected when he was part of the 2012 All-Star Game, and he's been touted as a five-tool player. He won National League Rookie of the Year in 2012. He tied for the National League lead in home runs in 2015 season. He bats left. He throws right. Because he bats left, he is one step closer to first base. His parents knew what they were doing. He had his major league debut on April 28th, 2012 for the Washington Nationals. He's amazing. Four-time All-Star, National League MVP, Silver Slugger Award, National League Hank Aaron Award, Home Run Co-Leader in 2015, National League Rookie of the Year, Golden Spikes Award. I mean, this guy is amazing. And he says things that sometimes it sounds good, sometimes it doesn't sound so great. He says things like, if you don't have dreams, you don't have a life. He says, I'm not trying to fit in with nobody. I'm just me. He says some good things. He says, I'd rather be a good person off the field than a good baseball player on the field. I think I play center field better than I do anywhere else. I have enough speed and enough reaction to know where the ball goes off the bat. And watching him play, he is that. He said this one time. He said, if I had to describe myself in one word, Hercules. And I've heard him interviewed. If you look at his shoes for Under Armour, they're just, everything about him is just up there, is amazing when it comes to baseball. His whole gear of his life has been focused in that way. His parents raised him that way. And I'm impressed with what I see as an athlete. There have been times where I've seen him react. I saw once recently where he just belted out a bunch of expletives toward an umpire that he wasn't happy with. Now, I have to remember that if every one of us with our job was videotaped as often as these athletes are, and especially at the age that they are, it would be amazing what we'd see in each of our lives. And so we have to be careful with too many comparisons along those lines. But to whom much is given, much is required. And when I think about it, I think about that verse in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, where it says, pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And these men, with all of their talent, need to be careful. When I was thinking about Bryce Harper, I was thinking about his hair, and I thought of a character from the Bible, and we see him in 2 Samuel chapter 14, beginning at verse 25, and it talks about David's son Absalom, and it said this, it said, "Now in all Israel, there is no one so much to be praised for his handsome appearance as Absalom. From the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. And when he cut the hair of his head, for at the end of every year he used to cut it, when it was heavy on him, he cut it. He weighed the hair of his head 200 shekels by the king's weight." And so he was touted with so many tools. He was amazing in Israel. He avenged his sister being raped by his half-brother. He took a stand, what he thought was right. But as time went by, he became full of himself. And ultimately, it led to his destruction. And so my concern for many of these athletes is how much can they handle? Because after a while, you hear from a young age how amazing you are, how great you are, and it could lead to destruction. You can hide behind that only so long, and then the time will come where you will have a fall. And so that's my, when I think about this young man, I'm hoping that he keeps his head. I'm hoping that he realizes what he's been given. And as the years go by and he matures, his attitude toward authority when it comes to those that are umping the game, it's okay if every now and then we disagree with somebody, but to speak to an authority in such a negative way, it will lead to problems, because at some point he will be a parent. Some point he will be an authority in somebody's life. And would he want somebody to respond to him like he had responded? These are all questions to ask and to think about as we think about pride and how it can lead to destruction, and a haughty spirit to a fall.